This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver's Montbello Recreation Center will open for the first time since a fatal shooting more than 2 weeks ago. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
A 14-year-old boy was killed by another youth inside the Montbello Rec Center. The city shut the facility down, trying to support traumatized staff. But school is out, and families rely on the safe space for kids to hang out while busy parents are at work. Denver Parks and Rec is still working on its safety plans. On Sunday, Councilmember Chantel Lewis will lead a healing circle. On Monday, the rec center reopens to the public. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The showcase of resilience and live music kicks off this weekend in Denver's City Park. Despite a fire destroying the historic bandstand in late March, the annual City Park Jazz Series will go on. A mobile stage has been placed on site for the 40th season, and the DJ Williams Band will begin the shows starting this Sunday night. The series will continue each Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. through August 9th. In Metro Denver and the Springs today, highs in the 80s and 90s with a chance for afternoon storms, overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. For Vail today, still pretty warm, highs around 80 with a chance for afternoon rain. And in Grand Junction, very hot, close to 100 degrees with high fire danger. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC online at cpr.org and krcc.org.